The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Steve Frank is the publisher of California News and Views. Steve, welcome to the program. Good to have you on again.
Glad to be with you.
Well, everything politic is your topic. What would you like to focus on first?
Well, I think the most important thing to focus on right now is the coming recession for the state of California. Thanks to AB 5. That cuts out about 300,000 drivers for Uber, Lyft, and other ride-sharing programs, causes 80,000 truckers in California to go from independently owned businesses to being forced to work for corporations, and hundreds of thousands of other workers, starting on January 1st when this law becomes is implemented, we're going to see a massive decline in job opportunities for Californians. At the same time, the governor just announced that he's taking money away from transportation projects in the Central Valley and giving it to government transportation systems, money-losing buses and trains. And yesterday he announced that he didn't even read the executive order that mandated that. And these are the type of things that are causing people to flee the state of California. And, of course, as we speak, Northern California has 800,000 people who have lost their electricity for up to a week because the state of California refuses to clean the forest, get rid of the dead brush, the dead trees, clear-cut areas, and make the forest safe. Instead, PG&E is forced to close down electricity for up to a week in Northern California. And why would you do business in a place where you don't have electricity?
You have put a lot out there, a lot to unpack. By the way, I saw a story. I don't know where it is or which city it is, but here it is. Okay, let me just read this to you, get your reaction. Some Los Angeles city leaders are proposing a $30 an hour minimum wage for rideshare drivers. City Council President Herb Wesson proposed the idea this week along with three other council members. Wesson said rideshare drivers aren't paid enough. He called the action one of the most significant rebukes of the gig economy by a local government. The proposal will now move on to the council's Economic Development Committee. This is L.A. that wants to make it $30 an hour rideshare minimum wage.
And once they do that, of course, you end the rideshare program in Los Angeles. Worse, you also have the state law, AB 5, that mandates all of these workers must now join a company, and the company is being unionized, so these workers will not only lose money, but they're going to have money taken from their paychecks, whether they like it or not, from the union, just for the right to work. In other words, they will have to bribe the union if they want to work. And as I said earlier, we are headed into a recession, and all of these things, not of themselves, but cumulatively, is going to kill us in 2020. And in fact, on October 5th, Governor Newsom announced that the 2020 budget that he's going to provide in January is based on a recession hitting California in 2020. While the rest of the nation is doing quite well, California is going to fall into a recession.
Yeah. We'll add to that $5 a gallon gas prices. We haven't even talked about that yet. You got a lot we can get into. Let's talk about AB 5, what it is. This is a piece of legislation. The Dynamax decision was a ruling that went down in which the state Supreme Court laid out an extremely tight test of whether you are an independent contractor or not. And lawmakers in the state, led by Lorena Gonzalez, codified this into law, making it extremely difficult for people to meet the test of independent contractors. The unions, of course, would love to unionize those drivers. I don't know what it does to the rates you pay. Like if you're in a regular cab and you go from L.A. to the airport, it's like $45. If you take an Uber or Lyft, it's way less. Those days will be over, won't they?
Well, yes, those days are going to be over. And in fact, the airport thing is a really interesting story. Starting January 1st, you will no longer, if you're using Uber or Lyft, to be able to get your Uber or Lyft at your terminal.
Right.
And as you know, there are eight terminals.
We did a story on this. You're going to have to get on a shuttle at LAX and have it take you to a parking lot near Terminal 1 to catch a cab. Can you imagine that with all your luggage?
But there's more to the story than that, Larry. The rest of the story is if you use a shuttle bus system, and I won't use any of the names of the shuttle bus systems, they will still be able to go to all of the terminals. This is an effort not to control the traffic at LAX. This is to get rid of Lyft and Uber from LAX because other ride-sharing programs, which are the shuttle buses or the flyaway buses will still be allowed to go to your terminal. Now imagine if you are at the Bradley terminal, you're then going to have to drag all of your luggage onto either a shuttle bus that comes by every 15 or 20 minutes, or you'll have to drag it a quarter of a mile to half a mile to get to the Uber or Lyft. No one's going to do that. This is not about traffic control. This is about ending Uber and Lyft at the airport.
Yeah. Steve Frank is with us. Let's talk about the governor raiding the gas tax money. We thought it was going to be protected, that it was going to be for fixing up our highways and roads. We get it. They weren't going to do any new lane miles. Got that. But now the governor has come along and found a way to pull out a big portion of this for environmental needs. What are environmental needs?
Well, remember in 2018, we had the opportunity to repeal the gas tax. And we were told by Governor Newsom and the Democrats that if we repealed the gas tax, we wouldn't have money to fix the freeways. And that money is important to fix freeways, to fix roads and streets. Now that we didn't repeal the gas tax, the governor has decided to take the gas tax money and give it to money-losing buses and trains, ridership loss, declining buses and trains run by government, bike lanes, and my favorite is using the money for what they call street diets. Do you know what a street diet is?
Yeah, that's where it's a road diet where they take away lanes and increase
correct.
The congestion and make it more uncomfortable for us. Then they put in a guard lane where nobody can ride, where they put kind of lines across it. Then they put in one of these empty bike lanes that's not being used. And then the traffic backs up and it becomes more uncomfortable for the rest of us. That's their goal?
That is the goal. And the real goal goes back to the 1970s when Jerry Brown was governor. His goal, and he announced it, was to depopulate the state of California. And, of course, during his administration and future administration, California continued to grow population. But now we are losing population, a specific population, people who are productive and families because they can no longer afford to live in California, nor do they wish to put up with traffic jams caused by government action.
Yeah, yeah.
And the road diets are just an example of the way the government is using our tax money, stealing it after telling us that we need the money for roads. Then they steal it after they get the tax continue to get the gas tax increase.
Yeah. Well, the only thing propping this state up financially is that 25% of the country's billionaires live and reside in California. And amongst that 25% of the top billionaires, the richest people, they have an income of about $700 billion. So there is some money there in the tech sector, but they're driving that out.
Well, of course, and even the tech sector, you now see Austin, Texas growing dramatically from California-based firms because they can no longer afford to work in California. You see Seattle, you see Utah, Atlanta, North Carolina, all growing from California companies. And the most fascinating part is that in the Bay Area, many of the startups are created in the Bay Area, but as soon as they're ready to grow, they leave the state because they can't finance staying in the by being California businesses. And next year, it's going to get worse. As you know, Larry, there's going to be a ballot measure to get rid of Prop 13 protections for industrial and commercial properties, and then the sky is the limit on property taxes. The moment that that bill passes, the value of commercial and industrial property in California plummets because of tax increases, and that means equity will be lost, bank loans will be called, and businesses will either have to fire employees, not hire employees, or move out of state to stay open. It will be an automatic recession. Unfortunately, we'll already be in a recession by that time.
Well, you sure have come along with some bright, cheery news for us, haven't you, Steve?
Well, my good friend Tom DelVicaro calls me Dr. Doom and Gloom. I prefer the words of Harry Truman. I don't give them hell. I just tell the truth, and they think it's hell.
Yeah. Why don't Californians throw these bums out? How come they don't really do anything to change this?
I think over the years, and I've been involved in politics since 1960 in California, and I believe that people have just given up. And I bet you know lots of people that have already left the state, planning to leave the state, or begin the search for homes and jobs in other states. And we all do. The productive people are just leaving the state, leaving behind the very rich, the very poor, and the illegal aliens. We are a third world country. I mean, as we speak, 800,000 people losing electricity in Northern California. What's the difference between losing electricity in Northern California and losing it in Venezuela? Yeah. The same type of action is there.
By the way, for our listeners, we taped this segment on Wednesday. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, it may or may not still be the case. We'll have to wait and see. But, Steve, as always, it's interesting stuff. Where can they read you?
They could read me at capoliticalreview.com, capoliticalreview.com. That's the California Political News and Views.
Thank you much. Appreciate you being on the program today.
Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.